Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Going back to Anya in France, a first-time caller. She was getting into alienating people, bringing up this info. No, it's true. I mean, we've been incrementally brought up in all this. Some countries are ahead more than others in different areas. I would say France is further ahead in some respects, but the U.S. is more ahead in other ways. GMO, police state, a lot of it. It's a complex issue, but, I mean, where do you see the world going? How do you see the people being able to get folks out of their trance?
Well, I don't. That's the problem. I mean, I've literally turned my whole family against me. Like I say, we're not where you are, but if you go on to GMOs, okay, France is sort of on the front, but I think that the lobbying in Brussels is going to be a big problem. You talk about chemtrails. I've got them up in my sky. Nobody seems to want to know about it. It's absolutely frightening. It's really frightening. I've been watching Christine Lagarde on her readjusting the whole finance. I really don't think people realise what's going on. I mean, I don't know where they're living. I've just come out from underneath the rock, and you actually don't think you're living anymore. It's really frightening because you talk to people, and they just don't want to know. Nobody wants to know. You actually become a bit like an alien.
Well, I agree with you, but that's because they're asleep. You're trying to wake them up. They want to keep sleeping. It's because they're in a technotronically induced, in Brzezinski's own words, trance-like state. And so, it's like living in a body snatcher movie. When they finally start to wake up, though, it's going to be explosive.
It's too late. It's too late. I mean, I'm sort of thinking, well, what the hell is going on here? I mean, you know, where are these people? I'm listening to you, and I can see that you've got people over there. But then you watch videos. I mean, I watched a video today of a guy, and you were talking about these Americans behind their screens playing gaming. Well, I saw something on RT television, which was about the computers being shipped out to Ghana. And you see this bloody American guy sitting behind, and his wife is being interviewed on a settee with a daughter, and he's saying, "Oh, yeah, it's great because I'm bonding with my son," and I'm thinking, fucking hell, well, this is what it's about. This is what it's about. This is where all these people are. I mean, they're just living in another world.
Well, literally, you're right. You're watching people being sucked into the matrix. You're watching other people get even deeper into it, and you're watching the societal takeover happen.
And I really appreciate you, Alex, because to be quite honest with you, I mean, I've been listening to you every evening now. I mean, you're my lifeline. You're my lifeline because once you have this veil pulled off you, you don't know where you are. You sort of think, well, Jesus Christ, you know, where have I been all these years? Where have I been?
But see, it's going to be the same way for other people that weren't awake. It's a process, and all of us aren't totally awake. We're always learning more. We all see through rose-colored darklies. But, I mean, look, you woke up. When did you start waking up?
Only a few weeks ago.
Well, see, but I mean, that's good. See, but just like you think they're laughing at you now, or they're getting angry at you now, down the road, you're planting seeds that will sprout. Because this new world order is real. This dehumanization is real. This is really happening. And so the fact that you're warning people, they will wake up down the road.
Well, I hope so. But, you know, I spoke to my father about it, and he thinks I'm a lunatic. He really thinks I'm a lunatic.
Well, that's because he judges the world off of how he is, and he's reasonable and nice, I'm surmising. And so he just can't believe that people act like this. It's like neighbors when they get told, "We just dug up 25 bodies in your next door neighbor's backyard."
Well, I actually think my first thought was, I feel a bit like, and I don't know how people are going to perceive this, I actually feel like a Jew in sort of like just before I go into a gas chamber.
That's a normal feeling. No, this is a predatory system, and it is authoritarian, and it is predatory. So we've got to admit that. Thanks for the call.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free. Granite Law is not licensed in all states.
Are you struggling to make your mortgage payments? Facing foreclosure? Trying to refinance or modify your home loan but have been turned down? Afraid you'll lose your home? There is a way out. The Obama administration has announced a government relief program called the Home Affordability and Stability Plan, funded by the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. It's designed to save 9 million homes from foreclosure, and there's a good chance you qualify.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Here's your chance to take advantage of this government-funded program that's sweeping the nation. Stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, convert your adjustable rate to fixed, and reduce it to as low as 2%, even reduce or eliminate past due payments. Simply call the mortgage hotline now at 800-308-9818. Call for your free no-obligation consultation, 800-308-9818. That's 800-308-9818.
Your torches of wisdom. So we have Ethan right there.
Excuse me.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
There is a predatory, scientifically directed world government that's forming. It's not in total control yet. It wants total control. And its main mission is to give the elites life extension technologies and control over the rest of humanity for forced population reduction in a designed, controlled, technocratic future. And the different plans all sit together like Russian dolls and run from bad to worse. And it tends to be the most vicious, most predatory that are captaining the different globalist programs that work in concert together on record. Their religion is social Darwinism. That the elite are allowed to kill and do whatever they want because they're in charge, because they are the fittest. I, of course, have given the analogy of cancer. Cancer is not elite because it's able to run through the body and destroy what is its host, finally extincting its own habitat. That does not mean that every other system out there operating is good either. Humans, in general, have our own problems, and it is a human manifestation of our weaknesses that have allowed this ultimately selfish and wicked group to be in control. There is no honor amongst these people. The globalists are a den of devils. There's no other way to describe it. If you don't believe in a physical Satan, it doesn't matter. Because the New World Order is an archetypal manifestation that is more satanic than anything you could ever imagine. Now, my friends, David Knight's here with us for this segment, then more calls and news in the next. I'll host the Nightly News with Leanne McAdoo and, of course, Jakari Jackson. And when I was first looking at hiring him about a year and a half ago, David Knight up in North Carolina, I knew in part of his resume had worked in some libertarian think tanks and, of course, you know, owned different video production companies and things. So he was a journalist. And I was really excited in the work he'd done and covered with us before he even moved here, dealing with groups that were investigating inside colleges, secret testing of stuff 50 to 100 times, sometimes higher, what is safe and allowable in a test. And they did this to skew the numbers, to take super high numbers and then apply it to small numbers of particulate to ban fireplaces. We were first telling you about this years ago. People didn't believe it. Now it's in the news. They want to ban fireplaces or tax you for having them or wood-burning stoves. It's a tool of control. Here it is in the Daily Caller today from the government documents and testimony in Congress. We have a clip coming up as well. But report, EPA tested deadly pollutants on humans to push Obama administration's agenda. Because they're not just going to list carbon dioxide as a deadly pollutant that plants breathe to tax it. They're going to tax all particulate. While not worrying about serious particulate coming in from China in the jet stream or GMO or pesticides or fluoride in the water. No, it's all about saying any particulate, including hay dust, is illegal. Your children doing chores on the farm, illegal. This is all being announced. We push back, they back off, they come back. So this is a total takeover that makes feudalism in ancient England look like a heavenly dream. This is neo-feudalism in their own words. David Knight, break down the history of this and give folks the rest of the story.
Exactly right, Alex. This is coming back into the news because they're trying to push this wood smoke regulation. This is something that's been going around for quite some time with the EPA. Actually, going back to September of 2011, we have a clip that I want to play in just a second here. This is EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson, and she goes before Congress, and it was already set up with Representative Markey that she's going to tell everybody just how dangerous these fine particulate matter is.
Let's go to that clip.
Yeah.
Cumulatively, what are the benefits of cleaning up particulate matter? Does that help or hurt our efforts to battle cancer? To battle the impact it has upon the health of people in our country?
Particulate matter or soot causes premature deaths. It doesn't make you sick. It's directly causal to dying sooner than you should. So the impacts of delaying efforts, cost-effective efforts, I might add, to address particulate matter are more people dying sooner than they should.
How would you compare it to the fight against cancer? Reducing particulate matter.
Yeah, I was briefed not long ago. If we could reduce particulate matter to healthy levels, it would have the same impact as finding a cure for cancer in our country.
Can you say that sentence one more time?
Yes, sir. If we could reduce particulate matter to levels that are healthy, we would have an identical impact.
They talk to us like we're two.
She's reading her talking points about cancer.
That's pretty good cumulative.
Meanwhile, they're putting cancer viruses in all the major vaccines on record.
You know, he starts this, he's already got her talking point set up where she's going to tell everybody that particulate matter is killing as many people as cancer. And he even mentioned that at the very beginning. He says cancer. And so then she repeats that claim. Now, at the same time she's giving this congressional testimony, the EPA in North Carolina, at the University of North Carolina, is hooking people up to diesel exhaust fumes out of a diesel truck. They got a pipe running in, they put them in a little closed room, and they put a mask over their face, and they're feeding them diesel fumes.
And they lie to them and tell them it's safe.
Exactly. Now, so that happened now in September of 2012. So that congressional testimony was 2011. At the time, they're exposing people to levels that the EPA has already said were fatal. They're 50 to 70 times, in some cases higher than that, levels of exposure to this that they've already determined were fatal. Now, in September 2012, the American Tradition Institute, and this is based on some detective work by Steve Malloy with junkscience.com, he looked at, he's constantly monitoring the EPA, and he saw where this lady was sent to the hospital. So he started investigating, and he found exactly what they were doing. They started a temporary restraining order. They sued to stop.
And you told me about this before it broke because you've worked with these groups.
That's right. That was about a month before I started. You had David Schneier, who is the attorney, on. He talked to you about what was going on, and they filed for a temporary restraining order. In February, following that, about 6 months, 5 months, it was turned down by a judge. He said, no problem. Now, actually, there was a lot of problem. He said in the lawsuit, scientific assessments by the EPA conducted in 2004 and 2009 determined that there was no safe level exposure. That's just what she was telling the congressman. Nevertheless, they pumped it directly into the lungs of humans, including an obese volunteer and a volunteer with chronic asthma. See, they were looking for volunteers that even already had heart and respiratory issues.
And then you guys found out in the lawsuit and with your... going back from memory for the articles, that again they were skewing it, then claiming it was a lower level that did it.
Yes.
I mean, this
yes.
is incredible fraud. Yes. So the story isn't just the secret deadly testing, Nazi level. It is the fact that they're a cult that would do this and then lie with the information. This is a group of sniveling criminals. And that same woman had to resign because she had fake secret emails operating to keep her criminal activity secret.
This is
a conspiracy of bloated demonic pigs.
That's right. Now, what happened, the reason the Daily Caller picked this up is not just the Woodsmoke thing, but on March the 31st, a year after the judge said there's no problem, they released guidelines to say this is how we could enhance protection of human study subjects. This is a year afterwards. And what they're saying is, while the consent forms met the requirements, we found that exposure risks were not always consistently represented. Furthermore, the EPA did not include information on long-term cancer risks in its diesel exhaust studies consent form. Yeah, that's exactly right. When you look at their consent forms, and I've got it reproduced here from Adan's article back in September 26, 2012, he says, this is the consent form they were giving them. They said, if you have any tendency to become uncomfortable in small closed spaces, it's possible you may become uncomfortable during this study. See, it's just claustrophobia. Then this is the closest that they get to warning people about the health consequences of this. They say you may experience some minor degree of airway irritation, cough, and shortness of breath or wheezing. These symptoms typically disappear 2 to 4 hours after exposure, but may last longer for particularly sensitive people. This is the same EPA where the head of the EPA, Lisa Jackson, has just told people that that's the cause of death. It's one of the leading causes of death. It kills as many people as cancer.
They're consciously doing something they admit is at fatal levels and sending people to the hospital to fraudulently claim it was the type of particulate you'd get on the highway in the documents.
Yes.
So total criminal fraud at every level.
And so the question is, they really were caught between a rock and a hard place. The question was, do you really believe your own regulations? If you do, you're trying to sentence people to death, okay? You're Nazi war criminals. Or are these regulations faked? Are they hyped? Well, the reality is, I think that in both cases, they've hyped the regulations, but we've seen over and over again that the government has no qualms about exposing people, whether you're talking about Tuskegee Institute or so many times. Just look at what happened with the USS Reagan at Fukushima, where they send the sailors in to Fukushima.
Yeah, people say you can't keep this stuff secret. 44 years. They kept it secret, tens of thousands of black people injected with syphilis.
Mm-hmm.
And then the media always spins it just like that's it. No, it was designed to spread it in the community.
There's been many, many cases of this. So
they didn't tell them they were giving them syphilis.
Yes, yes, exactly. In this particular case, if the EPA believed the regulations, they're exposing people to lethal dosages of this particulate matter.
By the way, I'm sorry. Somebody injects my family with syphilis, I'm gonna kill them. You know, we just put up with basically anything in this country, and I'm sick of it. People say, that's radical. No, we've gotten in the position where the government just murders people, and it's not the government. It is a group of criminal, eugenicist scum. And I'm sick of them putting fluoride in the water. I'm sick of them doing all this stuff. They're a bunch of sick freaks.
Yeah.
Quit murdering us.
And so 2 days ago, they come out with this release from an inspector general at the EPA, basically covering themselves and say, well, we really didn't do anything wrong, but here's how we could do it right next time. I mean, they speak out of both sides of their...
Well, look at U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. It says we've outlawed secret testing unless for research or law enforcement purposes.
Yes.
Let's do one more segment on this. Bottom of the hour, I'm going to go to your calls. Alex, James, Al, Lori, Ironhead, we're going to get to all of you and more. But I'm sorry, If some crazy person's running around with a needle on the street trying to inject me with syphilis, I'm going to defend myself. So I don't care who it is. This is out of control. Admit we have a scientific group of mad scientists jacking with everything, laughing at us. And all you that work for the system, you're being targeted too.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's ExtendoVite for my heart.
Heart Drop? ExtendoVite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have, but I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows.
We have incredible video up on Infowars.com from KRQE News in Albuquerque on the heels of them shooting the homeless man and then letting the dog chew on his dead body with pleasure. now federal marshals, federal Gestapo, shoot an unarmed man in Albuquerque and then confiscate the cell phones, but it didn't work. I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier by the day. New Mexico is basically federalized is the reason this is happening. It's been a territory forever. It never really became a state, in my view. David Knight, we're going to go to calls in the next segment. Finishing up, though, this is a big deal because this is just the tip of the iceberg. We know there's lethal testing on troops going on, all of this, and no one gets in trouble because this is part of the scientific dictatorship. It is their sacrament. It is part of the religion of these people.
Yes.
Like taking communion or something to secretly test on people. It is the raw exercise of power with the GMOs, with the food, the water, the geoengineering. And they go, yeah, we're spending billions on secret programs to change the atmosphere. We're not going to tell you what we're doing. Shut up. Yeah, we're funding Al-Qaeda. We're not going to tell you what we're doing with that. It's just they just do whatever they want in the shadow state. And it's a bunch of eugenicist professors running it. They tried to recruit my dad when, you know, he was in state testing in high school and was salutatorian or whatever. And that was in the top, you know, six in the state scores across the board. They called him in at UT in like a 1967 or whatever before he was getting out of high school and said, you know, we want you to join the eugenics cult. He didn't even tell me this till I made Endgame. But it's the standard deal. I've had other historians on who got the same speech. You're the top of your class. You're in science. They come to you. This is a cult. David Knight.
Yeah, and they went after the top of the class as far as the Nazi war criminals who were experimenting on people.
Oh, they wanted them like they were it was like a sports team trying to get the top, you know, top people.
Absolutely. They had the Nuremberg trials where they did a show trial of some of the people, but they brought over a huge number of scientists in Operation Paperclip. If you want to read a very compelling book about that and about the what was happening in the 1950s and the aftermath of that, chemical biological testing on humans with Japanese and German war criminal scientists, look at the book A Horrible Mistake by and it's about Dr. Frank Olson. He was a scientist that committed suicide by jumping out of a window. Okay, they had given him LSD.
They threw him out the window.
Exactly. They his sons have investigated this. It's a very interesting story, but one of the most interesting things about it is not even necessarily his personal story. It shows how they come after the people that work with them eventually, right? They eventually turn on the Quislings. They eventually turn on the Minions or whatever. If they wake up and see what's going on, if they have a conscience about it, as he did, they kill you. Okay.
Or maybe they just are competing with you.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of that going. This is dishonorable.
Well, getting back to this particular thing, a lot of people will look at that and they'll say, even the person who wrote this book, he wrote a meticulous chronology of what happened in this story about Dr. Frank Olson. But it's like, yeah, that was in. It's a good thing that that doesn't happen anymore. Baloney, it does. Look at this. We've got a federal law that prohibits medical experiments on humans imposing risks that are not reasonable in relation to the anticipated benefits. This is from Dr. David Schneer. He was an EPA scientist for 34 years. He was retired. He took the lead on this temporary restraining order where they're trying to stop the EPA from feeding diesel fumes to human subjects that they've already pre-screened to try to find people that have heart conditions and respiratory conditions so they can exaggerate and extend the reach, the regulatory reach of the EPA.
They're trying to hurt people.
Exactly. And then there's another doctor who looked at the consent forms, a Dr. Dunn, and he is a policy advisor to the American Council on Science and Health. And what he said was, the human experimentation was scandalously unethical and immoral. There can be no further tolerance of this misconduct. And yet, the judge said, that's fine, no problem. And that was in February. That was a year ago.
Why not go back to injecting black people with syphilis?
Yeah, yeah. And now a year later, they come out and they say, oh, well, you know, let's enhance our guidelines a little bit to make sure this doesn't happen again. Well, evidently, there wasn't a problem a year ago, but now there is a problem. But it all points to what they're trying to do with the particulate matter. And if you look at, I think it might still be there. I didn't look to see if the EPA page has changed or not. But if you look at the EPA page on fine particulate matter, they've had for the longest time, a year ago when I started here and I did the report, they had a picture of the Smoky Mountains. Remember that report?
And they said they're smoky from particulate. That's an Indian name, Smoky Mountains. It's cold air hitting hot air. It's clouds. It's fog.
That's right. It's been that way since before.
And they know that.
Yeah. It's always been that way. And yet they use the Smoky Mountains as a poster child for their phony regulations. At the same time, they're exposing people to 50 to 70 to 100 times what they say are lethal limits of exposure of particulate matter. They do it themselves. They break their own rules.
Unbelievable. David Knight, thank you so much. That's just the tip of the iceberg. It'll be more on the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. In fact, I'm going to air the Soylent Green piece. I never air something twice the same day. It's so powerful. I'm going to air this when we come back, and I'm going right to your phone calls. Alex. Alex, James, Al, Lori, Ironhead. We're going to go to Alex first.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Soylent
Alex
Green.
Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Videos
up on Infowars.com. Get it out to everybody. Soylent Green. It's made of people.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday! The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death penalties and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
They'll be breeding us like cattle for food.
The New World Order is based on the destruction of humans, an inverted satanic system. You sign on to this, you sign on to your own death warrant. That's what's so ridiculous about it all. Why would anyone want to be part of this? And they're building a world that's unsustainable to make this self-fulfilling prophecy come true and make us fail in their hatred of humanity, letting the worst of us run things. Instead of trying to build unlimited civilization, unlimited art, unlimited beauty. But with that comes virtue and freedom, and they don't want that free will. Break with the New World Order. Break down and give in to the goodness. Start your journey in your heart to loving freedom and to deciding you're going to research the world and how it really works, and you will discover the truth. But it's a journey you've got to consciously decide you're going to make. And facing this evil, if you don't believe in God, folks, you should. I'm not saying you're going to find God in most of these churches. I mean, these things are establishment. They have been infiltrated by the world. They have been taken over. Across the board, they're very bad. Even good churches still are afraid of the system and won't warn the people. They're very rare. Somebody like Chuck Baldwin, who's a pastor, and is attacked by the ADL and the Poverty Law Center, 100 years ago would be a moderate. All he's doing is preaching the Constitution, Bill of Rights, in a biblical perspective. Watch his sermons. They're just a standard preacher. But in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, and it scares the system. Scares the system when we talk about everything our forebears did, the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, the strong, the pure of heart, the wicked, all of it in this quest to decide the world we've built. You don't live that long, folks, life's like that. But the sum aggregate of human development and literature and ideas and all of it is the quest. That's 100%. You can debate religion, you can debate God, you can debate it all, but we're together in this human experience. Because I am a lover, I am a fighter. The saying, I'm a lover, not a fighter. The greatest fighters are the greatest lovers. All the cowards that try to kneel at the black altars of hate and evil, seeking power, are weak. They only have power in this world because we give it to them. We don't realize our own innate strength and how powerful God is shining through us. The enemy fears you. That's why they've poisoned your mind and your body from birth. That's why you've been under attack from the time you were conceived into this dimension. From the foundations of our species, wickedness has been waging war on the potential that is God's creation. God's masterwork. Are we going to let the New World Order continue to mutilate and defile and desecrate and engage in galactic vandalism? Or are we going to take up the birthright that we've been given? These churches are all there to make you feel guilty and bad all day so you'll feel like you're evil so that really evil people can run things. The devil is the accuser, constantly telling you how sinful you are, how bad you are, how you're not fit to be a parent, how you're not fit to be a leader, how you're not fit. So you'll sit in the ditch while the evil people take over the road and take control of the society. What matters is your heart. You choose good. You love good. You love justice. You feel bad when you do wrong. You repent. And then you go out and you do good because it's in your heart. This is the secret to life. This is what we must do. Satan is the adversary, the accuser, the serpent, the devil. Let's go to your phone calls. Alex in Missouri, thanks for holding. I appreciate it. You're on the air. Welcome.
You were on George Norrie last night, right?
Yes, sir.
And you said you wanted to find out what made you and your father sick, what possibly killed your uncle and your other relative and your three friends, right?
Yes.
All right. I think I have something for you here. Have you ever heard of Scoopified?
I know there are a lot of really bad funguses out there, and the doctors say that's contributing.
No, Scoopified is a it's a catalog magazine type thing, and
I mean, I haven't heard of Scoopified. I'm just
Scoopified.
Guessing. Scoopified.
Scoopified.
S-C-O-O-P. Okay, what is it? Tell me.
F-I-E-D. All right, what they've got is in their December 2013 issue says, based on classified documents leaked, this will only take a minute, leaked by a source currently serving in a very high position with the Department of Defense, the following has been revealed. Nano devices have been dispersed through the public water supply, through bottled water, and through the food supply. The leaked documents indicate that an estimated 87% of the population are currently infected with at least one of these nano devices. The government's goal is 98%. They expect this to be achieved possibly by January 2014. The sociopathic forces within the U.S. government plan to use this system in conjunction with a planned economic collapse and the institution of martial law. The nano device itself will not hurt you until they activate it with a radio signal. The plan is not to kill the entire population, but to use it as a form of crowd control to put down uprisings or riots when the collapse happens. Once everyone has this nano device in them, they can use drones to fly over trouble areas, activate the nano device, and cause a flu outbreak with a 98% fatality rate. That is why the use of drones over the U.S. is being so heavily pushed. We are already seeing strange, isolated flu outbreaks killing hundreds of people. For details, visit www.cosmicawareness.org, attention-urgent. And there's also one other one that you can check. It's for a grand expose on the federal government's overreach and unconstitutional behavior. Visit www.youtube.com/watch?VNXGT.
No, that's fine. It's generally better just to get the name of a video because nobody's able to get those. But listen, I really appreciate your call. God bless you, sir. Well, what I know is this. I know the sites you're talking about. The problem is whether that's science fiction or real. And I've actually read that before. I remember that last year. It doesn't matter because the Sunshine Project 15 years ago, based in Austin, like WikiLeaks, got declassified Marine Corps documents that the Marine Corps freaked out on and had to reclassify. This ended up being in the newspaper. The Marine Corps actually went to their headquarters and threatened them. The professors at UT, I had them on. It was UT professors running it. And it's a plan with helicopters, including remote-controlled drone helicopters, waiting with nerve gas on board over every major city to launch and kill everybody. Now, the declassified documents dealt with opiate knockout gases that they estimate would still kill more than 10% of the population with fires, car wrecks, explosions. Like in the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, where the helicopter flies over and sprays the knockout gas. on all the people and the farm animals. That's really, this is how out of control the government is. I mean, they're not just going to radiate troops and give them nerve gas. They're not just going to inject people with syphilis for 45 years. They're not just taking blood from a baby at birth. They're doing it all. And yes, all nanotech is search biological nanotech. They've already rolled it out. They've got a lot of new vaccines that they call biological nanotech. And it's in the literature that you're already being injected with nanotech. The H1N1 vaccine was a engineered nanotech virus and was put out in the population the year before. That was declassified. They called it a tracker viral simulant that it turned out was a real autoimmune suppressing weapon. It didn't even really give me the flu. And that even came out in the Canadian news. Because so many scientists and government people are not bad. The other uncompartmentalized side, that's why they want total control to shut that down. They would then go to the research at one university or at the federal government in Canada in that case and go, oh my gosh, this is giving you the regular flu. Oh my gosh, this is a nanotech. Oh look, literature. Last year this was put in the vaccine as a virus tracker, a, quote, harmless flu, but they could test the spread of it. It wasn't. They literally put a nanotech bioweapon. This came out in the news, not in speculative websites, just claiming classified documents without linking to them. When we give you a classified document, folks, we link to it. You know, we have the FBI show up here. We have the Secret Service show up here. We have the Federal Marshal show up here. You know, I get to get beaten up in parking lots. I mean, this is real. So the whole issue here is that I just don't like to think, oh, I got a document or this document or that document without a document. Our documents will have phone numbers. You can call up angry feds on them and who will threaten you and say you shouldn't have this. Our documents become national news stories because they're real. They're rolling out everything, folks. So, yes, it's the end of free will. And the establishment is insane and needs to stop it. You are the threat to the planet. You are the people that detonated over 100 high-powered hydrogen bombs in North American airspace to try to blow holes in the ozone layer and destroy the Van Allen radiation belt and ignite the atmosphere and cause a electromagnetic event to test blowing out transistors. And that's declassified. It's just the stuff that's declassified. Like I told you, one of Rick Perry's top people came to Endgame when it premiered because he knew Rick Perry was in it. And he said, no, the governor sent me down here. He didn't say it was off record. He said, I wanted to see the movie because he knows he's in it and he likes you and he's not really a bad guy. And by the way, I worked in the Army at Fort Sam Houston. And they brought in a group of special forces and we were told to give them inoculations and they died 3 days later, all of them. And we went in spacesuits, basically, and sprayed the whole place off and disinfected, and they threw the furniture away. And he goes, so I know your movie's real. I mean, that's what goes on. And they're compartmentalized. What is this? We're just told give the guys shots? You kill them. This is what we deal with, the cult of letting these globalists do whatever they want. And, you know, people say, oh, that's that crazy Alex Jones. They don't even say that anymore. It's like, what are you going to do about it? They're coming out with vaccines, quote, where you're not upset anymore. They're going to give troops when they get out of the military. They're going to give it to all of them. They're trying to push it on, quote, the depressants right now. And, folks, it literally eats the area of your brain associated with spiritual experiences, euphoria. That's also associated with depression. And your husband comes home. He's going to be a robot and do whatever he says like a human forklift. They're already giving troops shots that literally destroy their minds. Okay? I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do about that. People say, well, what do we do? I don't know. Listen, talk about it. Warn people. You got to tell them Soylent Green's man of the people. James in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
There's one issue that you haven't covered that I've watched some of your episodes on YouTube and PlayStation 3.
Okay, I'm not quite making that out. PlayStation 3, go ahead.
as based on bets.
Yeah, I'm not making that out either. Just start over. Start over and tell me exactly what you're saying.
Okay. I'm a veteran of being in the military.
Okay.
And I like how America treats their vets.
Well, they treat you like a cannon that's got to be spiked.
Right. And I've actually heard a lot of vets says, oh, well, I can't get the medical treatment that I need, or I can't get the funding that I need to survive.
Well, yeah, they only use you for propaganda purposes at the ball game to get the kids to sign up. They hate your guts. You're the number one enemy of the New World Order.
Oh, yeah.
That's public.
And
the criminals that run our government say you are the enemy. That's why they're open enemies of America.
And I agree with your opinion on guns.
Well, God bless you, brother. Thank you. Your phone was breaking up a bit. Sorry I missed the first part. God bless you, James. I'm sorry they're really doing horrible things to veterans. But they love you. Just like when they put HIV in the hepatitis shots and gave it to the gay population in New York in 1977 as a vector to spread it. They killed all those people because they loved them. Just like they gave the hemophiliacs AIDS, Bayer did on purpose. They didn't get in trouble because they love you. They're going to go on loving you.
Did you know Emergency Essentials has a lowest price promise on all of their long-term food storage and emergency supplies this month? While supplies last, save over $250 on the year's supply of basics, a year's supply of food for only $769.99. Get 36% off the Mountain House Gourmet Entrees Combo, 52% off freeze-dried tomatoes, and 57% off freeze-dried shrimp. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
I'm going to get the InfoWars crew to Red Link video. Soylent Green is made out of people. It's a 2-minute, 47-second clip that I'm asking everybody to retweet from Real Alex Jones, to put out on your Facebook, your email list. This needs to be seen to show the dehumanization of humanity on every front. The decision we're trash and we're to be exterminated. Remember, this hour was brought to you, ladies and gentlemen, by our great sponsor, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, non-GMO, huge selection of super high-quality storable foods, great customer service where I get my storable foods, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, or you can simply call the toll-free number that is there on the site. And if you guys scroll down, I will give that. They'll scroll up. I will give that number out because I can't read it on this computer screen. It's 866-229-0927. And don't forget InfoWarsStore.com for all the great Second Amendment T-shirts, documentary films, the incredible supplements we've developed that are really the best out there in my view. InfoWarsLife.com. It makes it all possible. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead now and go back to the calls. We'll do some overdrive to finish the board of calls. Al in New Jersey, then Laura, David, and Ironhead. Go ahead, Al. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, brother.
What a difference an hour makes. When I first got on hold, my whole body was practically vibrating with I was just jacked up. And now I'm totally relaxed, and I don't even know what to say.
Well, I hear you, buddy. That's all. I mean, what did you originally want to call in about?
I don't know. I wrote a bunch of stuff down. But I'm glad you introduced me to Steve Quayle from your show. You know, you had Steve Quayle on your show a couple of times.
Yeah, I want to get Steve Quayle back on.
And did you ever have Stan Deo on?
Did you get him on?
Yeah, he was good. All I know is the truth sets us free. And being free is a really bizarre experience for someone who's been in bondage their whole life.
And it's like waking up, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's scary. It's, I mean, physically and mental experiences like I've never had before. I just started listening to you a few months ago. And then those other guys, Steve Quayle and, you ever hear Hagman and Hagman Radio?
Yeah, I'm going to get them back on. They're good guys.
Yeah, so I'm into all this now, and I don't know, you think Obama could be the Antichrist?
He is an Antichrist. The Bible says there are many Antichrists. He's the Antichrist spirit. Anyone that serves evil and wants to hurt little children and wants to steal consciousness and steal free will is of the Antichrist. They are the opposite of Christ. Antichrist means opposite of Christ, but a counterfeit.
That's right. One other thing I wrote down, experience I had. If somebody ever pulls a gun on us or a knife, first thing to do is just charge.
Absolutely. Yeah, there it is out of 1 John 2:18. Even now, many antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. Many antichrists. God bless you, sir. They're like Agent Smith in the Matrix. It's all the same thing. It's all the same spirit, all the same enemy over and over again. The man in black fled into the desert, followed by the gunslinger. Let's go to Ironhead in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Still there?
Yes, sir. I'm going to take you to the next segment, but go ahead.
Yeah. I also caught you last night with George Norrie and a funny fellow before just mentioned Steve Quayle. Exemplary, one nice beautiful thing about Stevie, he combines the spiritual essence with the 3D commentary. The one thing I wanted to speak to, also the gentleman who spoke just before, in terms of problem, reaction, solution.
Stay there. We're coming back in overdrive, internet only, Infowars.com/show for the free feeds. Stay there. I'll have you finish up, Ironhead. Then Laura and David, and then we're going to end it.
You are listening to GCN.
Until tonight, 7 o'clock with the news.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.